Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chappers, what year was that, please? That particular song there by Madonna, Hung Up.
Was it 1998?
No. It was 2005.
Oh.
Do you know why we played that?
2005. Is it the story of the noughties tonight?
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
2007. No, five. Oh. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. More of the best of 2005 coming up, I presume. We wouldn't play any bad ones, would we?
What else have you got from 2005, do you know?
Some other tracks.
Okay.
Coming up later. Yes. Niz Loppy. Yeah, no, that's going to be good. Oh, no, that since it came out. How are we all then? It's Monday and it's Radio 1.
You smell really weird.
Yeah, I smell of sprouts, sorry. And...
Why do you smell of sprouts?
Uncooked turkey. Because me and some other of the Radio 1 DJs just had a wacky Christmas photo shoot for a magazine where they wanted to have a pretend food fight. Only it turned out to be a real one.
Right.
And Trevor Nelson got me in the eye with a carrot.
I'm still in a strop because Matt Fincham got in it and we didn't.
Who's we?
Me and you. But I'm in a strop for both of us, not just for me.
I don't know. I'm quite glad, to
honestly,
be honest.
When you see it, it looks like we're having so much
really?
Fun.
Really? So who's in it? You, Trevor Nelson and Matt Fincham?
No. Me. Well, Moyles is in it.
Right.
Rachel from the Moyles Show.
Right. Reggie Yates, Sarah Cox, Joe Wiley, Edith Bowman.
All throwing carrots at each other.
Nick Grimshaw. Well, it was a mixture of carrots, Yorkshire puddings.
Did you have Christmas hats and everything and crackers and stuff?
Yeah, we had to wear those.
Is this for a special Christmas magazine?
No, we did it for fun. Yes, it's for a magazine at Christmas.
No, I mean, yeah, I know you said it was for a magazine. What, a special Christmas magazine? What, like Christmas Radio Times or something?
Is it for a savings club, like, to buy your presents and stuff?
No, it's for More Magazine.
More Magazine?
Yeah. I do apologise to Gemma from One Extra because I think I really have hurt her.
Oh, what did you do?
Yeah, just a sprout again.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry, Gemma. Anyway, yeah, so I smell real nice. Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Claire.
Hi, Claire, what's going on?
I just thought I'd give you a ring and let you know that I've just found a tin of soup that went out of date in my cupboard in 2005.
That is spooky. What a coincidence.
I know.
Is that Gerard Butler?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Wow, so it's the story of the noughties tonight, 2005 at 9 o'clock, all the massive tunes from that year and the biggest stories, and then you find a tin of soup from 2005 in your cupboard.
I know, we don't clean the cupboards out very often.
Some things are just meant to be.
Yeah. Maybe you could eat that soup while you're listening to the story of the noughties tonight at 9 o'clock. Sit down, open up the tin.
Well, I'll open the tin now, and I'll let you know.
Well, I think I think there's every chance if you eat that you won't get to hear the story of 2006.
I open it though, just to see how bad it smells.
Yeah, can you open it now?
What flavour is it?
I put it in the bin, but I'll get it out and I'll give you a
fish out the bin. Okay.
I'll let you know what it's like.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to do it now.
Well, we have the live opening.
Well, yeah, but did they have Rimpels on cans back in 2005? You might need to find a tin opener.
That's true.
Hang on, it's here. One second. It is a ring pull.
Oh,
excellent.
They did have them then.
What flavour is it?
Oh, it looks okay.
Don't eat it, okay, because you won't make it till 9 o'clock tonight then. And then you'll miss the story of the noughties from 2005.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Do not eat it. Goodbye, I love you.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. I'm feeling a little bit sorry for Katie Price today.
Why?
Just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Anybody else?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. She's walked out of the jungle, hasn't she?
Well, why, and you feel sorry for her for that? For what reason?
No, I just think that she had to do the trials every time, and I think that would get
to get paid loads of money for it.
And get a six-figure salary to do it?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
Okay.
I'd eat a bug for 20
All right.
Quid.
Okay, I'm over it, yeah?
No, like, million
How much
pounds.
Would you... Yeah, no, what's that? No, because you did just say that on live radio, so we can
million quid. The one that doesn't speak has just handed me £20. Unfortunately, there's no bugs.
Well, I've got to get some.
We have got that recording.
Anyway, back to Katie Price. over me.
Anyway, did you see I'm a Celebrity over the weekend?
No, I can't watch it because she's in it.
Oh, really? Well, she's not anymore, so start watching it.
No, I can't be bothered.
I love Kim off of How Clean Is Your House.
Oh, she is my favourite. She's amazing.
She is brilliant. And she did the trial the other night, which is great. And I like it. You know when people say a well-known phrase, but they get the phrase slightly wrong?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hats off to Katie for this one over the weekend.
I've got to give my hat to Kim. She done really, really, really well.
Got to give my hat to her. She did well.
Has Kim lost her hat or something?
No, she did well on the trial.
Yeah.
So she's going to give her a hat.
I've got to give my hat to Kim. She done really, really, really well.
Just get the well-known phrase just slightly wrong. It's been happening a lot over the weekend as well. It was on Come Dine With Me, this one. Listen to this.
Dan, I think he's become an overnight Gordon Ramsay. Bit of a food cricket.
Bit of a food cricket?
Yeah. Bit of a food cricket.
Dan, I think he's become an overnight Gordon Ramsay. Bit of a food cricket.
Mm. Becky would eat one of them for 20 quid.
Would you? Just 20 quid, that's what you said. Right, if you do, I'll give you my hat.
I've got to give my hat to Kim. She done really, really, really well. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Just talking about when people get it slightly wrong, the phrase just slightly wrong.
Dan, I think he's become an overnight Gordon Ramsay. Bit of a food cricket.
Someone's just texted in to say that Len, off of Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend, told someone to buck their socks up.
Buck their socks up?
I think that's wrong, isn't it?
That isn't even close to...
No.
Maybe he deliberately said that, because that isn't even close, is it?
No. Sarah off of Cheshire's been on. Apparently Katie Price also the other day said, well, you know, I just take it on the head. I think she meant chin. As far as I'm aware.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, hope you're right this afternoon. And Adrian Charles is here. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Adrian.
I was just saying that you didn't need to write hi, Adrian, on your script.
I liked...
It was obvious that you had to say hello to him. So I could then just put a question mark at the end. So.
I always do that with interviews. If not, then I'll just launch straight into the first question, having not said hello.
Well, why didn't you read it with my question mark that I put?
Okay, then.
Are you a team for or against you, Scott? It seems to me you're getting an awful lot of stick here.
Today, I think I am. I don't know. Oh. Hi, Adrian.
No. That was good.
How are you? Start.
I'm good. I just heard that business about, what was it, about the socks, that thing he said.
Buck your socks
buck
up.
Buck your socks up. I vividly remember my mum once screaming at Bjorn Borg to pull his socks together.
I love it.
So conflating the two sock things.
Just slightly wrong.
Completely.
I like it.
And took me back to about 20 summers that day. Yep. Anyway, yes.
Now, we've got a new thing when a guest comes in.
Yeah.
Because it's nearly Christmas.
After you've said hi.
After I say hi. You are allowed to pick a Christmas song. And we'll play it a bit later.
Okay.
You can think about it for a bit.
No.
You're not allowed to have Driving Home for Christmas.
No. That's okay. I'll have... there's one by Amy Mann.
Oh, God.
On the Amy, she did a Christmas album about 3 years ago, and it's called Merry Christmas.
Oh, you did ask. And find that
I'll leave that with you, Becky.
And
then. Anything that like maybe a bit more popular.
I think you should find that.
Well,
you've now done.
Have I got to run over to Radio 2 again?
Looks that way.
Do you know which? If you could have as an alternative,
yeah.
Which I interviewed. Interviewed Noddy Holder, he was on The One Show,
yes.
10 days ago.
Right.
And I'm not going to go for Merry Christmas, everybody, but he had another Christmas release called My Oh My.
Oh, we got that, because we had their best Christmas album ever upstairs on my desk.
Yeah,
what a coincidence. Well, there we are, then.
I got quite emotional listening to that song, I must say. But the Amy Mann one, I use that at the end of Match of the Day, too. Every Christmas, I get to play my Joker, and at odd points in the season, instead of doing the Match of the Day 2 theme at the end, I pick something to go at the end. When West Brom got relegated, I managed to get Placebo on, and I've also had John Martin on as well. I was very pleased with that. So.
There's something that gives you real goosebumps when you get the right bit of music to a football piece at the end of a show.
See, I did it for. I love Placebo. I looked through all their lyrics, and almost none are suitable for football. They involve drugs and other lewd kind of stroke illegal practices. So right. I did find one though. Sorry, I'm digressing wildly.
No, we're just me and Becky just sat on the non-football side of the studio.
You just talk amongst yourselves. Me and Chappers are fine. I haven't seen you for a while. We can have a good chat.
And you went bowling together, didn't you, and Chappers?
Well, we're in the same venue.
You're bowling partners, I understand.
Chappers, you said it was Adrian's special party and he'd invited you personally.
Yes.
And then when you came in the next day, you said you hadn't even spoken to
him. Well, no, I'm sorry about that. I didn't get round everybody and I've become pathetically focused on winning when I get in those things.
Oh, you're a serious bowler.
Well, not really. I'm just ultra competitive without being good at anything or indeed ever winning anything. So I focused on the task in hand, and then I went into a bit of a sulk when it became apparent that we weren't going to win anything.
Same.
That's why you and Chappers get on.
That's right.
Well, sport's a very serious thing.
Have you got your own shirt for bowling?
No, I haven't.
You're a bit jealous of mine.
I am very jealous of yours.
This handily today, we didn't even know this is going to arrive, but we've got one of the most serious bowlers in the UK, and my bowling shirt arrives today.
I didn't realise you could actually get your own ball if you really
keen. I was going to ask you, that's my next question.
No, I don't have one, but I have very strong feelings. I like an extra heavy ball.
Do you?
You know, like Ian Botham used to have the heaviest bat. I just don't think it's
so
anything
did you, but at that night, did you always wait for the same ball to come back down the thing?
Yeah.
I did as well, but because I've got little hands, I just needed a little tiny one that I could get my fingers in.
At least you have to put the sides up, like the one that doesn't speak.
No, it's serious.
If you did have a ball, your own ball, would you call it by a female name, like some people do?
That's an excellent point, actually.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I probably would, but I can't think what the name is at the moment. Okay. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Isn't the whole point of a bowling shirt, by the way, that it's quite big and gives you quite a lot of room to...
He was going to wear it, but
I mean, that looks like a skin-tight bowling kit.
Do you have a bowling...
I'll get into that!
Do you have a bowling event forthcoming? Is this for a particular...
Well... No, but we went bowling with Scouting for Girls last year.
Oh, you didn't? I love them as well.
Yeah.
If they'd done a Christmas song, I would have asked for that.
We might be doing it again if you fancy coming.
All right, I'll do anything with Scouting for Girls.
But you do have to talk to them.
I'll very happily talk to them.
Okay, fabulous. Now, you work hard. You're on TV, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Is it true you've got a bike to ferry you around all the time?
Well, I've got a motorbike which I ride, and I occasionally take a taxi bike. Like, I had to get a taxi bike today because I was supposed to be doing the one show, and I've just actually disappeared, telling hardly anybody where I'm going. Oh. So I got another taxi bike, come down here.
No one will find out.
No. Well, I did spin them a load of lies, and I thought, well, hang on, I am on national radio now. So any of the 40 people in the office are actually listening to Radio 1 now. Well, that's where he's got to. If you are listening in the one show office, please pipe down. I'll pay you off a bit later.
So that is your bike outside. He's reading a book at the moment. He's fine.
Yes. No, he reads quite... That particular rider from this company reads quite involved novels. It's they're a very thinking man's bike company.
And then does he discuss them with you through, like, a headset on the bike?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes he even reads while he's driving. Is that cool? Well, I discourage that, obviously.
Yeah. There's nothing you can't do, though. You've done a business show, you do sport, you do, like, a magazine show.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
You should do X Factor.
No, I definitely couldn't do that. I think
you'd maybe speak a bit quietly for that.
Yeah, no, I think I'd struggle with that. I couldn't do that kind of enthusiasm all the way through.
No.
I don't think the kind of slightly disinterested style I don't think that plays very well on those shows. But I'm open to offers. I'll listen to anything.
I can't really see you going, "It's the X Factor judges!"
No.
It's time to face the music. Give that a go.
Right, yeah. Go on. Shall I say this?
Sorry, yeah, go on.
It's time to face the music. No,
it's not going to happen.
No.
Another thing, is it true you were nearly a spy once?
Because
my flatmate is desperate to be a spy. Went for the interview, the whole
thing. Really? Mm. When I finished university, I broke my leg playing football, which put me out of action for a year. And in that time, I applied for the diplomatic service for something to do. And I failed both the fast track and the ordinary exams quite spectacularly. And I got this mysterious note, say, come and see us. And I had this three-hour interview. I can't remember what it said on the form. Something like, Director of Establishments at the Ministry of Defence or something. Interview with this woman.
I'm playing the spooks theme behind you, so hang it up a bit.
Carry on doing it. There's nothing particularly spooky at the end of it, but I had this three-hour interview, went right back to what I was like at school, who my favourite teacher was, like university, etc., etc., etc. And then she said, I can tell you what this interview is for now. It's not for... it's not for the Ministry of Defence. And I went, did you suspect that? And I went, no, yes. I didn't know what I was expecting. She said, it's for MI5. I'll never forget that moment. And then she left the room and left me with the Official Secrets Act to read. And so I read it. But I was like seeing double. I was so gobsmacked. And then she came back half an hour. She came back after 10 minutes, talked me through what the job would involve, and then I got a letter 2 weeks later saying I wasn't suitable, which, oh. which is, in fact, an excellent decision. So the recruitment policies in the early 90s were, in fact, bang on, because I would have made a totally rotten spy. Because
why?
Be a broadcaster, you've got to be a show-off, you know. Obviously, but by its nature, this business, you get your achievements are recognised. Mm. Imagine if I just caught some evil person. I'm not gonna go to the pub and I said, "You have a good day today." I'm gonna say no. Well, so what did you do today? Nothing. You know, I'm gonna tell the world how great I am. You mean you can't do that as a spy, can you?
You would have been rubbish, wouldn't you? Probably.
Yeah.
Next on my list is ask Adrian about DVD.
Right.
So I'll do that in a second.
Okay.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Scott.
What are you saying?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How can I help?
I just texted in to say that I had the same experience as Adrian. I went to 3 interviews at what I thought was the Ministry of Defence, the first interview, and when I got there, they told me the same thing as Adrian, then left me with the Official Secrets Act. There were 3 of them, and they were very... it was a really hard interview, to be honest with you. They vetted my school, you know, my doctors, my friends, and I had 3 interviews, basically, and only to be told, no, you're not being selected.
After 3 interviews?
I know, yeah, I got so close. I was so excited.
And did you, when you left, you were told, like me, I expect, you weren't allowed to mention it to anybody apart from your immediate family.
Exactly, yeah, and that's why I'm on the radio today.
Yeah, that's why you called us.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. I was told you can't mention any member of your immediate family, and I told my parents the whole story when she said, I'm not from, right up to the point where she said, I'm not from the Ministry of Defence. I'm from MI5.
Yeah.
And I left the room, then my dad started killing himself laughing. It turned out what my mum had thought the woman had said was, I'm not from the Ministry of Defence, I'm from MFI. Which would have been gravely disappointing after all that trouble, wouldn't it?
Just
assembling some bedside furniture.
They told me I could tell my immediate family, like my mum.
Yeah.
Only one person. And I told my mum and she was hysterical, saying, please don't take the job. I don't want you to work for them, you know. I don't want you to get blown up. She was really like...
So what do you do now instead of being a spy?
I'm a practice manager and an architect. So a little bit
similar.
Unless this is an elaborate double bluff,
yeah.
And from that architect, you're running all sorts of strange listening scams.
Yeah. Well, we never know. Mm. Love you, Mandy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
When they leave you in the office with the Official Secrets Act, is that a test? Not meant to have read the Official Secrets Act? And because you did, that's why you didn't get the job.
I just started laughing wildly, and I thought, oh, there's probably a camera on me. But it's like a comedy thing. It says top secret in that red stamp on it. If it happened now, I think it was a wind-up then. I just thought it was incredible.
Now, I'm going to ask you about the DVD.
Yeah,
tell us all about it.
Well, no, we do this thing at the end of Match of the Day 2 every Sunday, which is kind of the daft little bits from the weekend's football. It's called Too Good, Too Bad. And it's the one thing on the show people definitely seem to watch. And many people stop me in the street and say, you know, actually, I don't bother with the football. I switch it on at the end just to watch Too Good, Too Bad. And often there are gangs of kids standing outside fried chicken shops. And I started fearing for my life when I approach them. And as soon as I see them, I just get maximum respect. And they just go, oh, Too Good, Too Bad, man. Great stuff. So I just thought we'd do a kind of a DVD of it. And we've gone through World Cup history, giving a researcher a nervous breakdown. And he went through literally hours of footage of fans dressed funny and players grabbing each other in strange parts of the body and that kind of thing. So we've done a kind of a World Cup version of it, which was a labour of love.
So if you're not like a massive football fan like me, people will still be a good stocking filler.
It should make you laugh. There's certain insights into the game, and for a football nostalgic, just there's stuff in there will take you back to your first, second, third World Cup. You know, so
a lot of people have done these football DVDs in the past. Ricky Tomlinson, Danny Dyer, Johnny Vaughan. Yeah. There's Danny Baker. There's Mark and Lard, Phil Daniels, and Heroes, Hair Bands, and Hissy Fits.
Yeah. are you saying this is a rather crowded marketplace?
I'm just asking is it going to be the same footage I've seen already, or
no,
is there some new?
Definitely, no one else would have bothered putting some of the stuff out we've put out, but we've found a slightly different angle too. Is there wise chappers looking at you like he might see you afterwards?
I don't know why.
Because Heroes, Hair Bands, and Hissy Fits.
Was that one of yours?
It's not a DVD. It's a book that's out in April.
Oh, right. Sorry, I just searched DVD. That one just happened to get in.
That's
there.
My book, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, that's nice.
But thanks very much. Yeah, out in April.
Yeah. All good bookshops?
Yeah, all good bookshops.
Have you written it yet, Mark?
Yeah, it's written. I'm just
tweaking.
I'm just.
You haven't, have you?
Yeah, it's finished. It's finished. I'm just tweaking it and going over the. Your lady's going to get really annoyed because this is more about my book now than your DVD. But
you are on one today, Becky.
I'm just working on the cover.
Have you got it
at the moment?
What are the chances of that? In the Radio 1 office, we've just found the Merry Christmas Everybody Party Hit Slade album.
Yeah. So I think you is might my Am I on it?
The yeah, swing 15. Version.
This is awful.
This isn't them, is it? No, that's not what we had in mind, Adrian.
It's the same song, but it's an execrable version, if you don't mind me saying so.
You can't play that, surely.
I can't play that at 5:15, can I?
That doesn't sound like Slade to me.
I think it might just... We didn't read that right. I think it's just the hits of Slade done by somebody else.
Listen, I'll bring my own CDs next time, if you'd warn me. I'm more than happy to stick them in my pocket and bring them down.
One more thing. I know a lot of the papers at the moment are saying that you and Christine aren't getting on and all that. What's the deal with that?
I can confirm we absolutely are getting on. We've been doing it so long. We're like a married couple, and we do have the odd bicker, but don't believe literally anything you read in the papers.
I can back we get him up on. With that.
We get on like a house on fire.
Because I actually saw you and Christine in Starbucks last week or the week before, and you looked very happy.
Were we laughing?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I did that really embarrassing thing of smiling at Christine like I knew her, when actually I only knew her from the telly.
Everybody
does
that.
And I really wanted to go, hi!
Everybody does that and they ignore
me. She's really sweet.
I can't imagine why.
Were you undercover as a spy at the time?
Or are you just following Adrian around?
Did you smile at me? You didn't bother, did you?
Yeah, no, I did. I smiled at both of you like you were my friends.
And did I smile back?
Yeah, I think you were sort of heading out the door, but...
Right, okay.
Next time,
I'm going to give you a great big smile and even a hug.
I love it when one that doesn't speak did that with Barry from EastEnders. You know when you think you know them because you've seen them on telly? Hiya! He just went, hi. Anyway, Adrian, thank you very much for coming in today. Adrian Childs, everybody. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just got an email from Rebecca saying, where is the 5:15 Christmas song? Well, we can't play Adrian's one because we haven't got it. We thought we had, but it's just somebody else doing the hits of Slade.
Isn't Adrian didn't like it. It is actual Slade, isn't it?
Is it?
Put a bit of swing on it.
Right.
Isn't there a problem that you've done this feature twice now and both times that the guests have given you the Christmas song that they wanted, you've actually then told them that they couldn't have it?
Well...
That's not our fault. No. If they can't choose one that's in the system and ready to play, then they're not getting
it. They can't choose one from this century, then what can we do?
There haven't been that many Christmas songs for this century, have there? Really?
Now, if you're a fan of Spooks and Spies, got some brilliant news for you. More of it on What's Occurring at 5:30 tonight. That's right. My flatmate, the Spy, is back on.
Is he?
Yeah, he's back.
Kumquat.
Kumquat is back at 5:30 tonight. Now, I just had an email from...
Is Lube on as well?
Yes.
Brilliant.
I know. What more could you ask for? Just had an email from the people that make the show Celebrity Pants Off Dance Off.
Yes.
On Viva, up your Viva, and they're asking me about taking part in the next episode myself, because there's going to be another one. This is a show, if you didn't hear this on Friday, where celebs such as Brian from Big Brother just take their clothes off and dance. That's all there is to it.
I do have lucky underwear, and today I'm wearing my heart ones with the arrows, purely because when I wear them, I feel a bit more like, I don't know, it gives me like special powers. I feel like almost like a Superman.
I haven't replied yet.
Well,
it would be a definite no.
No. Hang on. The email I have in front of me is written as, I'm sure they would be more than happy to have you, and we're more than happy to help this if you're brave enough to take it all off.
Well,
now,
I'm not.
Well, we've decided that
you do get paid for it. I'm sure.
Yeah. So you're more.
It's not about the money, Becky.
You're more likely to say yes. You have been training a bit, haven't you, over the past couple of years? So you know.
This could be
me.
That was just pucker. At the end of the day, I got involved in that bass line. I got involved proper inside of it. I got so deep, I abolished the dance floor. I danced my pants off, on pants off, dance off.
You know, you can have a spray tan before you do it. So
I'm not doing it.
What song are you going to do it to?
I'm not.
Me and Becky and the one that doesn't speak decided whilst you're on the toilet that Becky said that she'd do it or you'd do it, but we'll do it on the toss of a coin.
Right, this is not fair.
Have you
replied to this email while I was out?
She said that it'll be one
it's
of
saved
the,
as a draft.
It'll be one of the two of you on the toss of a coin.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
What?
You've got to do it. I think the coin says so.
Have you not done worse?
It's not about the quality of the show.
Or about the money.
Show off your trained body.
No.
Ready?
No.
Right, heads or tails, Becky?
Tails.
Tails it is.
Oh, surprise.
Tails it is.
So you're doing
it. No, I'm not doing it.
You are.
I am not doing it.
Tails it is. And there's a head on that side and there's a tail on that side. That was genuine.
It's a done deal. I'll reply now.
Yeah.
Scott says yes.
Scott doesn't say yes. You dare reply.
Get it off. Get off.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Someone just texted in saying, how did your day at the pound shop with Anthony Cotton off Coronation Street go? I didn't go in the end.
Oh.
I know.
What were you doing instead?
Just had other things to do. And I didn't
get really more exciting than
you
doing
You were really
that.
Excited about it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't go. But I think he was there.
Is that because you're going to enter the lookalike competition next week?
No, I don't look like him. I don't like Sean off Coronation Street. My flatmate went. Didn't see him at all. I think he'd obviously gone. And couldn't find any coat hangers. What a disappointing
day. Is that
what
he'd gone for?
Yeah.
How many coat hangers do you get for a pound?
I don't know, but it was a disappointing all round, really.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's back on this week, isn't it, Gavin and Stacey?
Yeah, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, BBC One.
Oh, what's occurring?
Not that I'm excited in any way, shape or form.
I don't think I've ever bought a coat hanger.
Oh, this is interesting.
How do you put your clothes up?
Well, no, when you buy clothes or whatever, you always get a coat hanger with the clothes, don't you?
You always need more coat hangers, Mark.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, serious, you're calling me Mark. Mm. Okay.
Anyway.
You started the coat hanger conversation, not me.
It was part of the more interesting Anthony Cotton Poundland story.
Debatable.
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. Have you ever rooted through a celebrity's bin?
No, I haven't.
No.
I haven't, but I've been really tempted.
Oh, have you had a friend that's done it?
No, no one I know, as far as I'm aware, has done it, but I did get... I went to LA, and I saw Jennifer Aniston's bin outside her house. And, well, you know those Star Homes Tours thing where they go, and that's where Jennifer Aniston lives, and you don't really know whether they do or not, because you never see them, but that's where they told me that Jennifer lived, and there was a bin outside, and I did want to root through it. Yes, I did.
Why didn't you?
I'd have been tempted to have had a rattle around in that.
See, even Chappers is tempted.
You would? Mm. So now you're saying you would?
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I think he would.
I would, yes, with Jennifer Aniston's.
What do you think you'd find?
Low-carb stuff?
Yeah. Mm. A lot of that.
Mm. Empty,
no bad food.
Empty hair product bottles?
Yeah. What do you think you'd find in Simon Cowell's bin?
Takeaway containers.
I don't think... Why?
Because I imagine that he's so busy, he doesn't have time to cook, so he's always just having to order takeaways.
He'll have a cook, won't he? Surely.
I bet she calls out, though.
Yeah.
Teeth polish.
Yeah.
Hair spray.
Similar to my bin, really.
Yeah, very similar, actually.
Yeah. We went onto Sheeper Street earlier and asked them what they thought you'd find in Simon Cowell's bin. My question to you, what is the most popular answer?
Teeth polish.
Sticking with teeth polish?
Yeah, I think so.
Becky?
Hair dye.
He doesn't dye his hair, does he? Well, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people of Stupid Street, what would you find in Simon Cowell's bin?
If you were going through Simon Cowell's rubbish, what do you think you'd find?
Big pants and hair dye.
High-waisted trousers.
If you were going through Simon Cowell's rubbish, what do you think you'd find?
High-waisted trousers. Simon Cowell. Some massive trousers, maybe.
Brilliant. Great answers.
If you're looking through Simon Cowell's bin, what do you reckon you might find?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. Really. No. I don't have a clue. No. Really. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't know.
If you're looking through Simon Cowell's bin, what do you reckon you might find?
Panties.
Oh!
If you were looking through Simon Cowell's rubbish, what do you think you'd find? I was going to say tooth polish, but probably gets that done professionally.
If you're looking through Simon Cowell's bin, what do you reckon you might find?
Like a hand or something like that, maybe.
What, sorry?
A hand.
Why a hand?
Well, I figured that maybe he's a little bit, like, psycho like that. Why not?
Anything else apart from a hand?
Oh, you know, like general household waste.
Now, hair dye.
Either a body part or general household waste.
Yeah, that's what you would find.
A hand.
So a hand and then.
General household waste.
Yeah. Mm. Hand and general household waste.
Right.
Hair dye was in there, but then your one changed her mind.
Was no, in
but
there.
She went, I was going to say tooth polish, but now I'm not, so that doesn't
but
count.
But she didn't say anything else.
No, but she still.
So she said tooth polish.
What's the most popular answer in that? Trousers.
Yeah, who puts trousers in the bin?
I also like the fact how our questioner kept changing between man, male and female.
Yeah. Same person.
Yeah, just can do a different voice.
Yeah. Also, this bloke clearly has already been through Simon Cowell's bin.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. Really. No, I don't have a clue. No, really. I don't know. I don't know.
Play it cool, mate. You're kind of protesting too much.
Yeah, do you think he's in some kind of denial?
See, he thought he got away with that, and then, what are the chances of this? Someone on Super Street comes up and asks him if he's been through Simon Cowell's bin. Rubbish, rumbled. I don't know. I really don't know. This is good.
If you were looking through Simon Cowell's bin, what do you reckon you might find?
Panties. Panties.
Hate that word.
Panties.
Ugh. Right, I'm going to give you both a point. There we are.
Ow! What's the kidding?
Thanks.
Right. A hand. You know Alan Carr?
Yeah.
Have you noticed when he speaks, some of it is just noise?
Yeah.
Just some of it.
Is that your Janet Street Porter impression?
It is a bit.
Yeah, they double up. Now, he was on Moore's show last week on Tuesday. It's a simple question. How much of the interview was just the Alan Carr noise that he makes when he's between talking?
30 seconds.
Becky.
4 minutes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From last Tuesday's Chris Moyle show, here is the Alan Carr noise.
I'll go faster because I've.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Alan Carr.
Wow.
Yeah.
43 seconds of Alan Carr noise there. So, chappers, you were nearer.
Yeah.
Two to you.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. You know, we called my flatmate last week, who has always so much wanted to be a spy. And Becky here called him, pretending to be from the actual MI5.
Your code name from now on will be Kumquat.
What? Oh, can I have a better one?
No. Whenever I call you, I will address you as Kumquat. Is that understood?
Yes.
And you should address me as Lube.
Lube.
And Lube had a big mission for my flatmate who wanted to be a spy.
We need you to assassinate Anthony Costa.
Why?
You know why.
So that was last week. He's always loved the idea of being a spy. Even though he knew this was clearly a joke, he just keeps going with it.
Mm.
Like, if I called you, right, maybe...
I'd be astonished.
If I called you two or three times...
Yeah.
You would just tell me to...
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
But he loves it so much, he just goes along with it all the time. So, what if we got actual Anthony Costa to call my flatmate the wannabe spy?
Okay.
My question to you, how many times could we call my flatmate with spy-related calls before he told us to do one?
How many times?
Yeah.
Six.
We made several calls. Becky?
I think Lube phoned him a couple of times.
Yes.
Do you? Mm-hmm. How do you know that? Have you been bugging her?
Yeah. I'm going to say four.
What did you say again, sorry?
Six.
Six and four.
I changed my mind to say four.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's us phoning my flatmate. He wants to be a spy, so much so that he just goes along with it all the time.
Hello?
Hello, mate. What's going on? I mean,
who's this?
What's going on, son?
Who's this?
Listen, mate, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to tell you my codename's The Greek. And I understand you've got a mission to try and kill me.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Who is this?
My codename is The Greek.
Who's told you this?
Sorry, mate?
Who's told you this?
Never mind who's told me. All I've got to say is tell Lou she'll never get me and I'm not going to do none of her dirty work, all right? What's your codename anyway, mate?
Kumquat.
That's rubbish, mate.
Well, that's what I told her, but she wouldn't let me change it.
Hey, let me tell you something. All I'm going to say, do not try and assassinate me, right?
Okay.
So, that was actually Anthony Costa.
The Greek.
So there's, the Greek, as we call him. That's one call. See, he's just going along with it.
Yeah.
Next one.
Hello?
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 Hello, come in, Kumquat. Kumquat, yeah. It's Lube.
Hello, Lube.
Kumquat, we have reports that the Greek may be trying to contact you.
This is true.
You know the Greek, Anthony Costa off of Blue?
Anthony Costa off of Blue, yeah, he's contacted me.
He is a rogue asset and he must be terminated.
Do I still need to make it look like it was Duncan?
I can hardly hear you, Kumquat. Hello?
Okay.
Kumquat?
Can you hear me?
No.
How can you say no?
And let's try again. There's two now.
Hello?
All right, mate?
Yeah.
Right, tell Lou, the Greek and Big Mama ain't coming back.
Okay.
What are you going to tell Lou, son?
The Greek and Big Mama ain't coming back.
Good. Take care. Bye.
All right.
There's Anthony again.
Who's Big Mama?
Would you really tell someone that was about to assassinate you to take care?
I know, I thought that.
Good. Take care. Bye.
Alright.
Lulling Kumquat into a false sense of security. That's what he's doing. He's clever, is the Greek.
Really good, the Greek.
I want to know who Big Mama is.
Well, you'll find out.
Oh, right, okay.
And call four.
Kumquat, can you hear me?
Yes.
Has the Greek tried to get in touch?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said the Greek and Big Mama aren't coming back.
Big Mama's defected to Russia.
Who's Big Mama?
That's Fern Britton. She can single-handedly bring down Western democracy, Kumquat. You have to stop them.
Okay, I'll add it to my to-do list. When's this going to stop?
When you kill him.
Still playing along. Call five.
Go away.
Oh. So five there. Thank you very much to Anthony for helping us out. Which means today you win. Oh, what's occurring? No, don't you?
Well, how do you decide that Chaps well, gets it? Because
I'm winning
four. He gets six.
Yeah, but I'm winning 2-1.
He's winning anyway. Yeah.
And that was five.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm winning 2-1.
Yeah, he's winning anyway.
I got a point.
And I get a point.
Yeah, then what? He wins.
God, you'd make no lube, I tell you.
Oh, what's the kidding?
No. Thanks for leaving us with that thought.
I know. Can I not explain?
Oh, no, forget it. Podcast. Becky, how much does this 50 Cent new song really gross you out?
Loads. Like a gazillion, trillion, billion, million.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play it, please.
Have a baby by me.
No, I don't.
Have a Becky.
He's trying to blackmail me into having his child and I'm not going to do it. He says to me, have a baby by me, be a millionaire. No, for you, I'm not interested.
You love it. Becky, have a baby by me. 20 quid.
No!
Have
that
a baby
is
mummy.
Wrong, Mills.
That is very wrong.
I'm not going to be your baby mama or Fiddy's baby mama.
You would love to be his baby mama.
No, he's not your baby mama. She's called Shaniqua.
Right, we're going to have to play it.
Just cover your ears for like 3 minutes.
I think this might be Chappa's new favourite song.
Daddy, what?
I think it's his favourite song. Look at... Don't try to raise your eyebrows at her.
Daddy's asking.
No!
Daddy's struggling to raise his eyebrows. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a
millionaire. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. The Scott Mills Daily. We had Adrian Charles in off the One Show earlier, and I think I promised that we'd take him bowling with Scouting for Girls.
Yeah, we did.
Even though that really hasn't been set the date for that yet, but
well,
I think it's going to happen.
Surely you can sort that out.
Yeah, the thing is, I just think he might be too much of a serious bowler. You know, it's just a bit of fun with Scouting for Girls. And nobody gets ridiculed if they're not very good. Look at the one that doesn't speak last year. Oh, yeah, he did a bit. But I just think Charles would take it too seriously, take it on to a new level.
No, I think...
Why don't we do it in teams? But us versus them with him as our...
Yes, actually, use it to our advantage. Good idea.
And, you know, maybe because he takes it seriously and is quite good, it might raise everybody's game to a new level.
Mm.
Of more interest is the fact that lots of people texting in suggesting that a 50 Cent song could be your song for Pants Off, Dance Off.
Really not.
No, why not?
No.
Well, you need to pick a track, don't you? Having agreed to do it.
On Pants Off, Dance Off, they have a video of a song playing behind you when you're dancing with your pants on. Have a baby by me, baby. And it's not going to be that. It's not going to happen. So why are we even talking about
it? Well, because you agreed to it.
Yeah.
You're starting to come around.
Why are you doing it now?
You're starting to come around to the idea of dancing. You want to do it.
So really don't.
You'll do this on Pants Off, Dance Off.
No, I will not. Just a suggestion from a few people on the text.
She asked for your track by the end of today anyway.
If you email that, seriously.
Do you want me to do it?
No, really not.
Where's she come again?
Sam.
Can I change the subject, please? Change the subject. Scouting for Girls, which was played. Heard some new stuff by them the other day. I was locked in a room.
He will do it.
No, don't, please.
The new 50.
Chappers, I'm talking about Scouting for Girls. Could you listen, please?
Shall I put a kiss on it?
I heard some new songs by Scouting for Girls the other day. The first one, first single.
And the one that doesn't speak space because I think Chappa's just sent it.
It was amazing. Have you really just sent that?
Don't counter email. That's just childish.
Right.
Just face it like a man.
Ooh. Did you send that?
Sorry? What were you saying about Scouting for Girls?
No, I am not.
Scott?
Doing it.
Counter email again, Chappers.
Chappers is an idiot. send. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, have that. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.